Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, opposition politicians are pressurising Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the prominent role of independent TD Michael Lowry in government formation talks. It's after Gardaí forwarded a file to the Director of Public Prosecutions about the Moriarty Tribunal, which made adverse findings against Michael Lowry and others. The Tipperary North TD vehemently disputes Moriarty's findings, but Tánaiste the Micheál Martin says Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will need to reflect on the Moriarty file going to the DPP, as both parties tried to strike a coalition deal with the Michael Lowry-led regional independent group. Well, our reporter Barry Lenhan is here now. And Barry, you might just start by reminding us about the Moriarty Tribunal and its findings.
Yeah, the Moriarty Tribunal, Sarah, or Payments to Politicians Inquiry, was established in 1997 to look into the financial affairs of former Taoiseach Charles Haughey and current independent Tipperary North TD, but former Fine Gael Communications Minister Michael Lowry. Now, Mr. Lowry had resigned as minister in 1996 after revelations businessman Ben Dunn had paid €300,000 towards the renovations of his home in Holy Cross, Tipperary. Now, Lowry has denied any wrongdoing, but he subsequently left Fine Gael, although he's maintained an at times close relationship with his former party. But after 14 years, the Moriarty Tribunal published its final findings in 2011, and these included details of its investigation into possible links between Mr. Lowry and the businessman Dennis O'Brien. Mr. O'Brien's company, ESAT Digiphone, was awarded Ireland's second mobile phone licence in 1995 at a time when Mr. Lowry was communications minister. And the Moriarty report stated that it was, quote, beyond doubt that Michael Lowry imparted substantive information to Dennis O'Brien, which was, quote, of significant value and assistance to him in securing that licence. The tribunal also found that Mr. Lowry was given money by Mr. O'Brien, with the payments, quote, demonstrably referable to his winning of the licence. Now, both Michael Lowry and Dennis O'Brien, they've repeatedly and vigorously disputed these findings over the years.
And what happened then when those findings were published in 2011?
The findings were sent by the government to An Garda Síochána, which has been reviewing them to determine if any criminal allegations arose meriting investigation. Now, legislation's providing for tribunals of inquiry, such as Moriarty, doesn't allow any statement or admission made at a tribunal to be used in evidence against a person in criminal proceedings. But Gardaí, from the Criminal Assets Bureau, they've been investigating matters related to the Moriarty Tribunal, and they've interviewed Mr. Lowry. And after almost 14 years and almost three decades since the Moriarty Tribunal was first established, Gardaí have now completed their investigation into Moriarty's findings, and they've sent a file to the Director of Public Prosecutions. The DPP will now decide whether to press charges or not, and it's not known if there's any recommendations in this file in relation to Mr. Lowry in the information submitted to the DPP.
Now, as you said, Michael Lowry vigorously denies any wrongdoing, and right now he has a major role in government formation talks. So, what are senior political figures saying about all of this?
Well, when the tribunal's findings were published in 2011, then Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin called for Mr. Lowry's resignation as a TD, saying he was, quote, unworthy of Dáil membership. Still Fianna Fáil leader in 2025, Mr. Martin now trying to form a coalition involving Fine Gael and the regional independent group led by Michael Lowry, and asked earlier at the Young Scientist exhibition in Dublin's RDS, Mr. Martin said there are issues in the context of what has been transpired that have to be reflected on. However, he refused to be drawn when asked on a few occasions in relation to the integrity of Mr. Lowry, noting how it was important for the DPP to be independent and for it to carry out its work. Also there was Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris. Like Mr. Martin, he refused to answer whether he believed Mr. Lowry was fit for office ahead of government formation talks tomorrow.
So I think it's very important that I and nobody in political life says anything to cut across any independent processes that may or may not be underway. But I think the reality here is there's a number of independent, democratically elected members of Dáil Éireann who have come together in what they call a regional independent group. They have expressed a willingness to engage with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in terms of providing stable government for the next number of years. We've yet to sit down with them, actually, as a group. I understand they're finalising a policy paper. I hope we could receive that shortly. And we'll engage with them in a group. Who's a part of that group is a matter for them. And obviously who negotiates for them is a matter for them.
So Barry, where does this leave government formation talks now?
Well, Mr Harris was also asked about Michael Lowry's mooted status as a kingmaker in these government formation talks. There are no kingmakers, the Taoiseach said. But Mr Lowry, it is believed, it is thought, has significant influence in these talks. He is the leader of that block of seven independent TDs, largely from rural constituencies, the regional independent group, who are engaging with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, one of whom is likely, if the talks are successful, to sit at the cabinet table. So any questions or any doubts with regards Mr Lowry, what happens then? Interestingly enough, this week the government, the outgoing government, calling in for talks, Independent Ireland, who met today with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Fine Gael also meeting later today with the Healy Ray brothers, Danny and Michael. But opposition politicians, they're raising questions, including the People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy, whilst I've been speaking to Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan.
Well, I think firstly we have to remind ourselves that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael fully accepted the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal, but they also voted in 2011 to censure Michael Lowry as well, and very strong sentiments and statements were made by the leaders of both of those parties. So it is bizarre that here we are with a group of independents essentially led by Michael Lowry at the heart of government formation talks. And of course, it is a major problem now for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. But I think the bigger challenge and the bigger problem for people who are listening to this programme is that these three groups, both Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and that group of independents in particular, do not have the policy solutions to the big issues which are impacting people. And I don't have any confidence that a group of independents led by Michael Lowry is going to in any way deal with any of those substantial issues, and nor, of course, is a government served by Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael going to deal with those issues either.
Micheál Martin saying both his party and Fine Gael need to reflect. What will that mean in terms of the completion of these talks and whether they might be completed for the return of the Dáil on the 22nd of January?
Well, I think in the first instance, there is no good reason why government formation talks have not yet concluded, because everybody at this point knows, and I think it was very clear during the course of the election campaign, that there is no policy difference between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and they want to go back into government together again. And in the case of Fianna Fáil, of course, their preference is to put Fine Gael back into government and not even talk to Sinn Féin. So people will be scratching their heads wondering why it's taking so long for these government formation talks. And if you look at a lot of the commentary coming from those talks, it's about whether there will be a rotating Taoiseach, who is going to serve in the various ministries. And again, for the people who are locked out of owning their own home, or somebody who at this moment in time is in a hospital trolley, that's not going to be a consideration or a concern for them. What they want is good government and a government that will actually tackle all of these problems. So yes, it is an issue for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael now in relation to Michael Lowry. That's a call that they will have to make. It is bizarre, as I said, that they not so long ago voted to censure Michael Lowry, but also say that they fully accept the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal. So it was always going to be a problem for them.
And that is David Cullinan. Any word, Barry, from Michael Lowry this evening?
Well, RTE earlier sought comment from Deputy Lowry today on this latest development, but no word as of yet from the independent TD for Tipperary North.
Barry Lenihan, thank you very much.